Well, I think that's about it for how set up we can be with our little pillow fortress. He's gonna love it though. I think the fairy lights were an extra nice touch, so I do thank you kindly for that idea. Luckily, he gave both of us a spare key, so we could surprise him after his double shift.
You know that you can always count on me. Actually, when you brought up the subject of him being insecure, I wanted to shrug you off and say you were picking up on the wrong signals. But you're completely right. I know he struggled to open up to us, so I think this is a great way to try it. Even if we do most of the talking, we just want to spread a beautiful night together as a truffle for the first time. No judgment, no ridiculing, or anything like that.
Honestly, I'm a little nervous. I hope he doesn't think we're springing a trap on him or anything. I was just so happy when we realized we were both polyamorous, but then we found him? I think it was truly a blessing. I mean, for this scenario to even occur when we met him.
It was quite funny. I mean, who else but us would get embarrassed on the street by randomers? Didn't you know that hand-holding is against the law? Especially for your kind.
Then, he so bravely spoke up. It's never happened before. Like, ever. I was just in pure shock and awe that he even stood up to them. They were in a group as well, so it was extra intimidating, but the words he said, they were just really refreshing to hear. I'm glad a brawl didn't break out or anything. Then I kind of snapped out of it and thanked him profusely, but when our eyes met, I felt the spark, like the one I had with you. I honestly didn't think it was gonna go anywhere, but we took his number under the guise of hanging out with him, and look at us now, about to have our first sleepover, all three of us.
It's so exciting. I can feel my booty cheeks get tingly. I just hope all goes well. It can be scary opening up for the first time, and we already know how quickly guys can shut down when they dare to show up an ounce of emotion. Mayhaps, it will be different for our baby. We have all the pampering stuff for him, so we can do it while he talks. Might make him just a bit easier to express himself, if he's focused on the fluffy ear brushes.
Well, darling, I think he should be finishing up his shift round about now. It's a 5-minute walk home, so in the meantime, we can get all gussied up so we look extra irresistible for him. I can even brush your hair. Surprise! Well, 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 if it isn't tall, dark, and tired.
How did work go, baby? I'm sure you gave it all your best like always.
Aw, I'm sure you'll enjoy sleeping it off. If I remember correctly, you said this was your last shift for the next few days, right? So that means you can spend extra time with your girlfriends. We thought for our 6-month anniversary, we'd arrange a little sleepover. All of us together, since we haven't even done that before yet. What do you think? You ready for sleep already? Of course. If you want, you can go through to the bedroom.
Bonus surprise! We turned the bed into a pillow fortress. We even swiveled the TV so you can play your video game in bed while we pamper your senseless. There's also a takeout on the card tonight, so you don't have to even think or worry about preparing any food. Take your shoes off, jacket off, and leave your stress at the door. Cause your girlfriends have got this.
Now come on, our beloved prince. Climb inside your castle for this evening. We even tidied up since we've been over here for a few hours now. What? Don't give us that look. We wanted to look after you, and tidying up is an act of service. Now, you don't have the mental load of saying to yourself, oh, I want to cook, but the dishes aren't done. Or, oh, I want to wear this, but it needs to be washed. See? You're welcome. Now accept our love already.
Oh, what is this you're asking? Would you believe me if I said it was a pampering toolkit? Well, I did ask if you'd believe me. But, yes, that's literally what those tools are for. See? There's a whole variety. Because during our first sleepover, we wanted to talk to you about a few things. But in order to help you open up, we thought we could suit you at the same time with this stuff. Don't you trust us?
See? For example, these are just basic wooden chopsticks right now, but if I do a little scalp inspection, doesn't that feel nice? When I part the hair and stuff? Now, I promise I'm not bringing this out of the blue, but we haven't really had a relationship review, and I think they might be really beneficial. It's your first time in a poly relationship, and, well, it's our first time having a man in our poly relationship, so I just want to touch base and make sure everything's alright with my baby boy. Since I've been in a relationship with my waffle cheeks longer, we've spoken over some things, and we just would like you to know that we're here for you. I understand it might be a bit difficult for you to adjust. Just, we were so happy when you accepted our proposal. It must have been quite a shock on your end, was it not?
Yeah, we were practically shaking at the cafe when we put the question. Both nerves and espresso. But you actually said yes. We have never been happier. Then our little family grew to have you with us. It's just your behavior recently has been a little different. I completely understand that work has got you by the the gonads.
That's not any better.
which makes you incredibly tired, but if there's something that's worrying you, we'd love for you to be able to open up, you know? It's scary, but we're here for you, aren't we?
Always. So if you feel comfortable, we'd love to hear it. Oh no, baby boy, please don't feel like that. Come here. I hope we're able to work through this. And that fear will be a distant memory until you think nothing more of it.
Thank you for being able to open up to us about that. I know polyamorous relationships are new to you, and honestly, I never thought of it that way. Losing two people at once if there was a breakdown in the relationship. Now that we know, we can help to reassure you. We mentioned this a little earlier, but we would never have asked you to be our first even male partner if we honestly did not think we would work out long term.
There. Why don't you lie down in between us, and we'll keep pampering you and talking about it. It's alright if it's putting you to sleep. You can have an after work nap, and we can wake you up while the food arrives, silly. Here, why not some soft ear brushing just for you, honey? She'll do the other side too. There you go, Waffles.
Thank you. Very much.
Hangouts together before we even asked you. not judging you or seeing you as incompetent. We see you as overwhelmed and we want to help out. We love you dearly. What do you think we can do to help tackle this fear of losing us?
You're unsure.
Does you'd be terrible at poker. So rest completely. Let your muscle relax and enjoy the session. Oh, the rain just started. All the better to fall asleep too, don't you think? Good night. Heads up, time to catch some seas. Oh.